thank you for tuning in to another episode on the Scouse Oracle channel. I truly appreciate it. If you can hit that subscribe button, it massively helps. And let me dive right in, because I've got an update and I will cite all my sources in the description. Now, February 2026, the Metropolitan Police have awarded £489,999 to Palantir Technologies under the G-Cloud 14 framework. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, G-Cloud is not a product. It's a procurement framework. It's a pre-approved catalogue of digital suppliers run by the Crown Commercial Service. And to give you a little bit of background on it, it was introduced in 2012. And it was after like a series of costly government IT failures. And the aim was for them to be able to move away from massive bespoke contracts. Ironic, right? And buy digital services faster, and then to reduce long-term lock-in. It solves the problem, but it was designed for speed and reuse. So it was not designed for repeated public debate about how shared platforms shape the state over time. And that matters, because it's a framework and it's being refreshed repeatedly. That's why now we're on edition 14, because it refreshes roughly every 6 to 12 months with new updated suppliers, revised terms and expanded service categories. And the public are never really involved in this. So those refreshers don't require new primary legislation. And as I say, they don't trigger any public debate, and they're treated as admin, and because it's updates to procurement, because legally that's what they are. Each refresh looks very small on its own, but as I say, we're on edition 14, and over time these updates that are being quietly expanded by what the government can buy, what it can reuse and standardise across departments. So what hasn't happened along all that time and along these shifts is sustained investment in shared publicly owned digital infrastructure. So instead of building common systems in-house, and like I've been saying before, departments are increasingly relying on external platforms that were already available, already approved, and already working somewhere else inside the government. So over time, procurement has stopped being a way to just buy software. It's literally become the mechanism through which core state infrastructure is being assembled piece by piece, department by department, and without ever being named. And this is how systems are moving from just being tools to becoming foundations. And as we know, once something becomes foundational, opting out stops being a real option. And being structured, and according to the notice, the platform is designed to integrate multiple data sets, bring structured and unstructured information into a single environment, identify patterns, automate analysis and support officer-led decisions. And it matters, because we know this isn't just admin software, it's decision infrastructure. It's workflows that are going to shape what gets noticed, what gets flagged and what gets acted on. And I'm not saying that this is illegal when I say the £489,999, bear with me, this isn't any evidence of wrongdoing. I'm noticing a pattern. In practice, contracts at this level receive less external scrutiny than the larger ones, the larger term programmes, especially when they're framed as short-term pilots. So scrutiny in the public procurement isn't triggered. It's triggered by thresholds, scale and permanence. And short trials are typically treated, aren't they, as we're just exploring, it's low risk, it's temporary, it's reversible. But, and they don't attract the same political attention, the same media focus, the same public challenge as long-term commitments. And it makes sense. I understand governments need to test something, but it sits in the grey area, doesn't it? Because we know what happens with pilots. You see, they're large enough to build the infrastructure and then they're small enough to avoid sustained attention. And 3 months, it's running for 3 months. So it's not permanent, it's proof of value. And if you've been following me, you've seen where this is aligning with the proof of concept in regards to being in the Financial Conduct Authority and how it entered the HMRC. The most important thing, as I keep saying, is the connection, the data pipelines, the permission, the internal teams learning how to work inside this platform. As we're moving as well into a fully digitized state, these don't disappear when the pilot ends. They just lower the technical and organizational cost of continuing. So being saying, so you see, it's health and finance and policing. This isn't a coincidence, it's sequencing. It's a structural shift. Framework level assurance evaluates suppliers in general terms, and it does not evaluate the specific risks created by each of these deployments, each of these data sets, or each context. So the platforms are designed to unify data and spread across the sectors without a single public debate, not through one decision, through repetition. And the ethical questions here, I'm not arguing against technology. I'm not saying should technology exist. I'm saying the phase one is asking whether the system works. The phase two is asking whether the organisation can operate without it. And then if scrutiny is only arriving after the dependency has formed, the public conversation is too late, especially in policing, where analytics influence who gets attention, who gets monitoring, and who goes under investigation. Transparency isn't an add-on, it's the condition that literally keeps oversight possible. So anyway, this is why I've now submitted a Freedom of Information request. You know, I'm asking for the paperwork, and as you've seen, I've done before, I'm asking whether the data protection impact assessment exists, whether an equality impact assessment was carried out, whether the Met relied solely on the framework level supplier assurance, because there may be safeguards, there may be extensive internal scrutiny that's happened, but if it isn't visible, then we've got no democratic oversight, have we? It just weakens. And if it is visible, then there should be no problem providing me with that information. And then I'll just come right on here and provide all you guys with that information. So dependency isn't arriving, is it? Announced, they're not announcing it to you. It's arriving as like useful tools, efficiency, safety, to stop you from questioning. That's infrastructuralization. And this isn't me speculating. And I'm asking for the paperwork, because when systems are going to influence policing decisions, transparency isn't optional. It's literally what makes public trust possible in the first place. And this is Palantir Foundry. So as always, thank you for tuning in. I'll always provide updates as and when they come in. And I appreciate you all.